Channel One Right on New Reel, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy for Thursday morning, the 7th of October, 71. Channel One Right on New Reel, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy for Thursday morning, the 7th of October, 71. Channel One Right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy Thursday morning, the 7th of October, 71. Channel One Right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy for Thursday morning, the 7th of October, 71. Channel One Right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy for Thursday morning, the 7th of September, 71. Channel One Right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy Thursday morning, the 7th of October, 71.
You got your place right there. It seems to know that this is...
Look like it this fits you.
Yes, sir. No matter whether it's Wednesday or Thursday. Seems to know.
First thing, we have to have a hot drink.
These cold,
right? When it gets a little
cooler. But it looked like to me you had a pretty good sized wash, Miss
Daisy. Well, I did.
Had
you some? See, I ain't washed since the old left.
Oh.
So, I don't wash every week.
You don't have to.
No, I don't wash every week. I wash every other week.
Uh-huh. And then you had all that company.
Yeah, all that company. Should have washed the day after they all left, but I didn't.
Well, you probably didn't feel like it.
I didn't. That's the reason I didn't do it.
Wasn't anything
pushy. Wasn't nothing so much extra. It's just my, because the most I had was extra towels. I think they used every towel they could see. Put them in the basket.
Uh-huh. Well, how do you count for that?
So... That's most of what I washed. And then I didn't start washing till late. Did I have been through? But I washed until I felt tired and I quit.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, I'll finish you tomorrow sometime. I ain't washing for nobody but myself. So when they dry, I'll take them in. Uh-huh. And of course, if it rained on them, I'll be thankful they'll stay damn dry. But I think they'll be dry in a little while, them what's out.
You put them up yesterday?
Yes, ma'am. Yesterday evening. Well, about 2:00.
And the dew doesn't hurt them, it makes them...
No, dew don't hurt them. I don't like for it to rain on my colored clothes, and I'm like from the stay out in the dew.
Your colored clothes?
Yes. But white ones, I think it helps bleach them.
Oh, it does. Well, now I didn't know that. Does that have enough sugar in it?
Plenty.
So it'd be a good thing to put your sheets out.
But I don't. I don't leave my sheets out. I'll try to get them out time enough to dry so I can take them in. I ain't got many, and I don't want to lose any.
Well, I don't blame you because sheets are sort of expensive.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't keep in pillowcases. Something always happens to my pillowcases.
Oh.
I don't know what. I'm always buying them, though. Why do you suppose they use so many towels? Just use one every time they...
So many of them was there to bathe, take a bath. Every one had to have one or two towels. You see, I don't think any of them bathes to Dory's house. They all come up there and bathes to my house.
Uh-huh.
You see, my granddaughter, that's where she stayed.
Uh-huh.
She visit Doris. Daytime, we sit a while at night, but for bedtime, we go home.
Mm-hmm. You have a bathroom in your house.
Yes, ma'am. Doris got one.
Doris does, too.
And I see somebody moving in Karen Nim's house.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you suppose that's why Lord was down there?
Yes, ma'am. He was down there yesterday. I don't know what he's doing, but he's been working down there for over 2 weeks. I guess he was getting it where they could move in. I think the Karen Nim moved in there about Friday or Saturday. I didn't know it was there. I was up to Bessie's Monday. I said, well, somebody must be gonna move down there. I said, Lord, it's just working. She said, they already done moved. I said, yes. Yeah. She said, yeah.
Goodness, you already got neighbors?
Oh, yeah.
And you don't know who they are?
I don't know them. I don't know nothing about them.
Well, he could have got somebody you knew already.
Well, they might. Then, you see, I ain't never met them. Now, I know who to say. The good mother, I know her. Them folks down there. It says Mary Cole's daughter. Mary, she live in Bowdoin. I don't know where they come from.
Do I know Mary Cole's?
I don't know. Maybe you do or not.
But
I don't think so.
She been up here much?
Because she don't be around here much. She visits Doris and they go out together and things like that. I'm right there. I don't see much of her.
Oh, she's one of Doris's friends?
Yeah. I meet at church mostly. Well, I went to her house, me and Bessie, last Saturday evening. For dinner.
Oh, really?
Her mother was here from Georgia, and she wanted us to meet her mother. So she wanted us to come down and have dinner with her mother because she was going back Sunday. So she did. You know, I was kind of surprised that Bessie gone.
Yeah.
She was just willing and ready.
You never know.
And I was so glad I didn't know what to do. You know, it's always something wrong with her. sheep think. I tell them, forget about your aches.
But now, Mary Cole's mother is from Georgia.
Yes.
But Miss Bessie, she don't know much about Georgia.
No, she don't know much about it. She says she's passed through there at time too.
Yeah.
Going back home. Her home in Carolina.
I think so. She hadn't seen that in a long time.
No.
Well, she was there a long time. She grew up there and then she stayed later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good way to keep up with things. Have somebody come down and visit.
Yes.
And
go home.
Tell you about what goes on up there.
That's right. I think it's a big family. I don't know much about it. I think it's a big family. I know one thing. Mary's got a host of them. She got a heap of children. I don't know just how many she got. She got grandchildren.
She and Doris right
yeah.
together, aren't they?
Yeah, so they used to work together. I don't know where the ring, it must have been that trade ring, or it might have been over there. But they have done a little work together, not too much.
Nah, but they both got right smart family.
Mm-hmm.
Grandchildren and one thing another.
That's right. Doris got a bunch of grandchildren. I don't know how many grandchildren she got.
Yeah.
I think Elizabeth got four. I think Aaron got three.
Oh, he has.
And Benjamin, he got three.
Yeah. By George.
Big, big family.
Big family.
Mary Cole's got four or five.
Yeah. I don't know how many she got. I know. The other night, she had two daughters there. And both of them had a baby. The oldest one, her baby was a big baby. I don't know how old it was. But the younger one, that's the one that says down there. Her baby wasn't a month old.
Brand new.
It didn't be there. So they got ready to go out. They left them there with me. Mary got both there at home. Two boys and two girls. The younger ones, you know, but they ain't little. These up.
And then she gets to keep her grandchildren.
That's right. And they'll leave them with you. And they don't know the way back home. They just think they's all right.
No trouble.
You ain't got nothing to do but look after them. And they just stay long as they want. If he cry, they don't hear.
You've had some experience.
Yes, ma'am. And of course, I had to keep some of the horses all the time, day and night, because she was in Clearwater.
Yeah.
And many children was in Florida. up here in Evanston, Florida. But I enjoyed it. I got along well with the children. You know, and they have lots of fun when they all get together and see the difference in the marchers and the difference in them. They'll say, "Grandma ought to have you do better than you do now." Then they'll start telling jokes on me.
On you?
On me. If Grandma told you to do anything, you better do it. Benjamin, he's just as jealous as you. I stopped whooping one time. And he said, "Grandma, I'd rather for you to bind me up than to whoop me." I said, "You want to be bound up?" I said, "Well, that's a good fire there." I said, "I think it'll roast you well." So I made like I know. He said, "Grandma, don't blame me today. Wait till tomorrow."
And he still tells that?
That's right. It's fun to him now. I said, "Oh, it ain't so." He said, "Grandma, say you know it was." I said, "It ain't so now, but it's so then."
Is he the biggest talker? Is Benjamin the biggest talker?
He talks a plenty. He can remember things way back. I tell him some of it. So, and now he has a lot to talk about. He experience. He's still on the ship. He works on the ship all the time. He's here and there, different places, things.
Oh, gee whiz, he would have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. But he said he's made up his mind to stay there. Says he's going to make a career. He said when he come off that ship, he won't have to be worried. I said, "That's a good mind." I said, "You doing well? Let well do you." He said, "I'm going to be there, Grandma. I like it. And I'm going to be there." He said, "I'll get along all right."
Well, from what you all say, he ought to like it. He don't have to stay in one place all the time, does he?
That's right. I think he's in Tennessee now. No, it's not. Virginia. That's where he is now.
Yes.
But once, he was down to Miami. Well, he stayed down there a long time. So now, I don't know where he is. I'm going to ask Doris, does she know where he is? But the thing, well, it's something I wouldn't do, but I guess it's all right when you look at it. Now, he is trying to adopt his sister, Kelly. Oh, you know, they think ain't nothing like that at Kelly.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
You do.
Oh, really?
So, he is trying to adopt her. So she'll get the same treatment from him his children get. He said this, if he gets her adopted, nobody won't have to worry about her. He'll take care of himself. You know, I think that's nice and a good thought of him. But I don't see myself why somebody didn't adopt mine to nobody. They already adopted to me, and that's where I think it should be, and that's where it's going to be. If you want to help me with them, you can help me, but I ain't going to give them to you. But they're trying their best to get it through. Once I said this, if Benjamin have, she going to do right. He going to see to that. She going to do right. He'll rightly take better care of her and her mother. Because he going to know where she's at all time if he's out. But she's there with his wife. And he knows she's going to be there. Because his wife going to be there. And Kellen can't go. But Doris, she get ready to go. She get out and go and leave him there.
But they've done mighty well.
Hmm?
At least Doris leaves them there and they stay.
Yeah, they stay.
So far.
So far. It ain't the end there now, Mr. Mark. Ain't nobody there but Sammy. Carolyn in Virginia and David in Kirkwood.
He's still over there.
Still over there. Well now, the way I see, they ought to be home to help their mother. They're big enough now and old enough to help her.
Oh, they're big enough to raise a crop.
Yeah. And now, I'll go give him away. David, he wanted to go to Elizabeth, you see, after Callum left. Well, I guess he was kind of lonesome. So he said, I ain't going to stay here neither. I'm going to Elizabeth. He didn't say, can I go? He said, I'm going. And he went.
And
he comes home about once a week. Sometimes twice. I think he stayed home. No, he didn't. He stayed there till night. Sometimes first night, baby or somebody comes out. Saturday morning, he was gone. Back to Kirkwood. So most of the time, nobody on the yard but me and Bessie. In the daytime. Samuel, he home. I don't know what time he's going to work this morning. I think he got to work. But he home. Was when I left. I don't know where he is now.
Yeah.
So he's in and out.
But you figure Benjamin's family not going to be like that.
No, sir. So, not if he live, or she live, no. Benjamin's going to keep his family together. He said this, and I wondered why he didn't think that was his mother's responsibility. He said his children is going to be with him, and then he know what they're doing. He said if they somewhere, there's an umpire somewhere, excuse me, working, say, I don't know what they're doing. So, but I know what they better be doing. Lillian better make them behave till I come. actually. Because he got them under pretty good control. He don't have to see them eye to eye for them to behave themselves. He tell him what to do and what he did not do. Well, they listened to that. If they start in that way, she just, all his wife got to say, I'm going to tell Benjamin when he comes. That's self.
Oh.
Well, gee whiz. And there he lives up there in the city and all the things to do and distract them. Dana, how do you figure Benjamin got all that and Doris didn't get any of it?
Well, as soon as Benjamin finished high school, he went to join the Navy.
Yeah.
He been there since. Willie's boy, he did the same thing. Grace's grandson, he did the same thing. They finished together. But Benjamin, some way or another, he beat them in. But it wasn't long before they was all three there. So Willie's boy, he got killed. And I don't know where Jack is. I asked Benjamin. He said he didn't know just where Jack was.
My mind wandered there a little bit. Who was Jack?
That was Grace's grandson.
Grace's, yes. Now that's,
she raised him.
Yeah. Now that's Willie Townsend?
No. Talking about Jack?
No, Willie's boy was there too? Went to the Navy too?
Willie's boy, he got killed.
Yeah.
That was Willie's boy.
Yeah.
But this Jay, that's our Neil's boy. Grace's daughter's son.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
That's Willie Townsend.
Willie Townsend's Taylor's daughter.
Yeah. She's the one that has a grandson.
Who? Willie? No, this Grace's grandson. Jack is Grace's grandson.
Who's the young boy that stays down there with Taylor now?
That's their grandson.
Yeah.
That's Taylor's grandson.
That's Taylor's grandson.
I see. Not Willie's.
Not Willie. No, I'm wrong. That's Willie's grandson.
Yeah.
That's who's grandson.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I was trying to get the telephone the other day. And this young voice was on there. And he was calling through, I think, to the hospital in Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to them that he spoke very well. I want to speak to Miss Willie Mae Townsend, and this is her grandson.
Uh-huh.
That sound like him?
Sound like him. Oh, he was a little boy. He was on the telephone.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like him.
Yeah. And I
think he's a man. But he's a long ways from him.
Yeah.
I think he's must be about 10 or
11
years old.
Yeah. Well, he really spoke up.
Oh, he do. He comes over there sometime, rides his heel over there sometime. Well, how you cutting, Daisy? I said, I'm doing pretty good. How are you? I said, Roy, what you doing over here? Well, I just come to see you. I said, so nice of you. He'll stand there and talk a little while. He said, well, I believe I'll go. I'll be back to see you. I said, you must. Bye.
Throw that hand up?
Yeah. He's our boy. his mother can't keep him. She got 3 more children, I think.
But none like that.
Ain't like that. You see, this boy, he was before she married this man. This boy's always been here with his grandparents. So, after the other children come and grow to her, she wanted him. She wanted them all to grow up together. So, he stayed over there a while. She had to bring him back. She said one day he was standing out there in the yard and he's just screaming, "I don't like St. Augustine. I don't like nobody live here. And I'm not going to stay." She said she got to thinking. Said, "Now I better carry him back home." She said, "Someday he don't want to stay here. He might run away and try to walk back there. And I wouldn't know which way to go to hunt. Someone came back." So she brought him on back. Oh, yeah. Well, a boy like that, he was just liable to do a thing like that. So I think she done the best thing when she brought him back here to his grandparents. Now, he supposed to be with his grandma, Willie. Because Taylor and them, they can't do a thing in the world with that boy. Nothing. He do just what he please and just when he want to. He can't do nothing. So, well, I fought them for it. When they could, they didn't cry. Everything he did, it was funny. They laughed at him. All right. When he grew up big enough to do bigger things, well, then Lou, she said it, his mother would have to take him because she couldn't handle him. Couldn't do nothing. So, just then, when they couldn't do nothing with him, that's the time they got willing for his mother to take him. Well, the way they done trained him, she couldn't do nothing with him. She couldn't do nothing with him but whooping. She'll do that when she could get a chance to catch him. If he knowed it, he'd be gone. He'd run off and hide. Well, that's the way he'd been treating Taylor then. But whenever she caught him, she laid it on him. Oh, yes, she'd whoop him.
Oh, he's had it.
Yes, sir. She'd whoop him. His mom'd whoop him.
She'd really tan him.
That's right. So, when he come back, oh, his Taylor told him, said, "Well, Willie'll have to take care of him, because I'm not able." Well, Willie has to work every day. Of course, the boy go to school every day. Well, when school is out, the boy go where he wants. Till Willie come. Sometime when Willie comes, she don't know where he is. So I told her, but I said, "Willie?" I said, "Roy, he was over to the house the other day." I said, "I was so surprised when he rolled up down his bike." She said, "He'd been over to your house?" I said, "Yeah, he'd been over there 2-3 times." I said, "Sis Taylor didn't know where he was." She said, "No, she didn't know where he was." She said, "I'm going to see him about it." So he ain't been over there a long time. I guess she's feeding. Mm-hmm, didn't they?
Well, looks like that'd be a good place for him to come over at your house. If he's
well,
going to come
he
anyway.
He may stop round the corner over there, around there by Dora's and them. Well, right, he go where he want. Willie's at work and he know it. And Sister Taylor, she can't, honey. She got to wait till he come.
Well, yeah.
He go where he want. He about know what time Willie coming home. He be done been where he want him back.
You think he might not just stop at your house? He might go somewhere else.
Go well, plenty of times he's been to my house, and when he leave, he'd go this way.
Uh huh.
Well,
oh.
This is his house. Back this
uh-huh.
way.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Well, do you suppose at that stage it'd do him any good to be up there with Benjamin or somebody like that?
Who? Tommy Roy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. He'd be a different boy if he was up there with Benjamin. But you see, Benjamin ain't got no business with him.
No. But he's a nice boy.
Yes, just to talk with
him. Yeah.
But deal with him. He treats me all right. Because I don't have much to do with him. But he treats me all right. But he's contrary with his friends. Them old folks, you see. He knows they can't be married. Oh, before this, his mother took him home. He got over to his granddaddy's gun and drawed it on him. Told him, you don't believe I'll shoot you, do you? His granddaddy was scared to say no. He told him, yeah, I'll be shooting. Said, well, what you want to shoot me for? Just shoot to see you fall.
Why, Miss Daisy?
But he didn't shoot him. But he might one day. They do shoot him.
Yes, they do. You read about it all the time.
All the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe you shoot me. But for what? Just to see you fall.
Taylor tell you that?
He told his granddaddy that.
And his granddaddy told you?
His grandmother told me. And her mother told me. So, her mother said she told Reverend Taylor, said, you better move that gun and put it somewhere that boy can't get it. Said, cause he might shoot you. So you can't say he won't.
Mm.
Say, there plenty of them do shoot him and kill him, I think, that's for sure.
And he was a little boy then.
He was, oh, that's been about 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, he ought to be with Benjamin a little while.
He's straightened him up. These here, Darcy, when Benjamin is around, Benjamin say do so and so. Just like that.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. Just like that.
Is that
if he
right?
Look like he don't want to do it, Benjamin look straight at him and say, did you hear what I said? Say, I meant for you to do it. I ain't gonna tell you no more. He don't have to.
Well,
for going straight and do it.
Yeah, declare the goodness.
Well, you just wonder why we all can't be that way.
Different in the training. You see, I would talk to him. I whoop him some. Then I'd tell him what it's all about. I'd feed him. And first of all, when I said, do it. You do that. You see, I really, they were with me till they got up like that. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, they was old enough to remember what I said. They brought the cell phone from there. Benjamin,
oh.
Aaron, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
They come on, and Doc said, look, they come up together. And right now, if I ask them to do anything, they'll do it. Them there, what I had hoped. But these others, I don't forget them at all. Of course, they don't know what to more tell them. Why should I ask them to do anything?
Caroline stay up there a little while. If she comes back down here, maybe she'd do what you tell her.
Maybe so. Well, you know, that's Bess's heart. I didn't fool with Cal.
No.
Uh-oh. I didn't fool with Cal. And I tell you, it makes me feel kind of bad after Bess has had her from soap. Now she's up where she could help Bessie some. Bessie needs her. Of course, she ain't gonna make her do nothing.
I was wondering about that.
No, she ain't gonna make her do nothing. But I don't feel like they all just took her clean away from Bessie where Bessie can't see her. No time. But she still thinks about her.
Yeah.
She'd give Benjamin a good talk when he was here about Carolyn. I don't want you to let Carolyn do this, and I don't want you to let Carolyn do that. I want you to let Carolyn do this and so. I want you to teach Carolyn, send her to school, and make something out of her. Benjamin said, don't worry.
Yeah. Did Miss Bessie ever tell you what she said to him?
She didn't hear.
I haven't seen her long enough. I was going to ask her.
Bessie?
But I haven't seen her enough. You know, I was down there once or twice, but didn't stay long enough. I wanted to know what she, you know, like you said, I just wanted to know what she had in mind. Because Benjamin would have a different system, you know that.
That's right. I know that. I know that.
He wouldn't bring her lunch to her on a tray.
Yeah, the it's all plates and all fit on a tray like that. Saucer, knife, fork, spoon, glass, plate. And I used to tell her, I said, Miss Bess, I said, you are not doing that. I said, when she get away from you, there ain't nobody gonna fix it. She said, well, she don't have nothing to do but get her traded. Food's on the stove and in the icebox. So she get what she want. I said, that's for sure. I said, but when she get away from here, she won't do it. And ain't nobody gonna do it for her.
Now, you don't know how Mary Cole raises her children.
Just like most of the children raising herself.
Yeah.
No. If she got in her to go, she goes on. Leave them there. Part of the time, some of them's up there to Doris's. Sometime, some of them over there to Winnie's. You see, Winnie got one of the brothers. Well, now there's Larry. He be over here to Doris' house. And that other boy, or the girls, these at Winnie. Sometime both of the girls is here to God. Sometime the boy is at Winnie's. But not often the two will go to the same place. It seems like they can't get along. But since Carolyn been gone, they don't come up here.
Yeah.
Much now. They don't have nobody come to see.
You know, that's right remarkable. You see, you give Benjamin and Aaron and them, you got them up to where they could take care of themselves.
That's right.
And then they raise themselves.
They raise themselves. There ain't been no trouble with the dog. I tell them she had the easiest life with her children, anybody I know. Well, now you see, she worked all the time. She was lucky enough to get somebody to see after the children, take care of them. I had them for a long time. When Carolyn was born, Miss Bessie took her soon as Doris was able to go to work. Bessie kept Carolyn.
Oh, I didn't realize it went back that far.
Oh, yeah. This had Carolyn ever since she was a baby.
I didn't realize that.
Mag, she used to keep David when he was a baby.
Oh. Well, maybe that's where he gets his meanness.
Well, he is a mean one. I'll tell you the truth. He's mean.
David?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. He ain't scared of nothing. No. And he can get mad that quick. His temper is too high.
He's such a handsome boy.
He's such a big one. And he got good sense.
Well, I thought he had a sort of even disposition, Miss Davy.
He is. In time. But he's so quick to get mad. And when he gets mad, he's right ready to fight.
Don't tell me.
Other boys, you know. They don't fool with Davy.
Oh, don't they?
Yeah, I tell him, I say, I don't blame him, he ain't got no sense. I asked Doris one day, I said, Doris. She said, man. I said, what kind of sign was David boned on? She said, I don't know, Mama. Said, Mike wasn't no signs when he was boned. She said, I know one thing, he ain't got no sense. I said, still, he got a plenty sense. He do what he do cause he wanna do it. But he got sense. Sometimes he be just as nice, you know, I tell him, David, could I get you to do so and so for me? Yes, ma'am. Other times I'm like, David, can I get you to do so and so for me? I ain't got time.
Oh, he just tell you right straight.
Just straight. I ain't got time. I said, all right. I told him here three or 4 weeks ago. I said, David, I said, sometime I want you to trim them limbs off of a tree around there. I said, don't you think you need it? Yeah. Look like they need it. They're growing all over your house. I said, well, When you gonna cut them? I'll come down here sometime. Trimble back. Since Bailey ain't got them working, they in school now. When he ain't got them, when they out of school, if he ain't gonna put them to work, he take them town fishing. Fish all evening. So I ain't looking for Davy.
Well, now, that's, that might be good for him.
What?
You take him along with him.
Oh, yeah. He's gonna see after him, too.
Oh, is he?
That's Elizabeth's husband.
Yeah.
He's gonna keep him in place.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, he do. His children don't give him no slack.
Well.
And when David there, he goes for one of them.
That's remarkable, isn't it? Faye tells me every now and then, since that day she was down there, you always on the porch, and that boy drove up and asked for Dobie.
Uh-huh.
She's been telling me that over and over again. And I don't think she's got that straight, Miss Daisy.
Well, I think she is. Oh, that's what he done.
Yeah.
He asked for, what his name? Hubbard. Dobie.
Yeah.
So his wife was over to the house the other day. I said, did a man find Dobie? She said, yes. I said, well, I never knowed who he was talking about. I said, he come here and asked for Hubbard Dobie. He said, somebody told him he lived back here. I said, Mr. Nye was over here, and we tried to tell him he didn't stay back here. He said, I said, and finally he said he cooked up in Gainesville somewhere. I said, and then I thought about Dobie. I said, but I never knew nothing about Hubbard. I said, and we tried to send him back that way to Dobie's house. She said, he fine. She said, I left him there. She did say what he wanted with him, but I don't know just now. She said, I was fishing to go to PTA meeting, and so I left him and Dobie there talking. But I don't know what she said he wanted.
They talked like that you knew more than you let on, Miss Daisy.
Why is that?
I can't tell it for you.
That boy was trying to tell us what to do, wasn't he?
Yes.
And what was it? He was so sure he lived down this
down
way.
Down this way. And we know he didn't.
Wasn't much you could tell him.
He didn't believe it. So I asked him. He come out. I said, what you want with it? You want him to fix your supper? He said, no. So I done eat supper. I want to talk with him about something else. I said, oh. I said, well, you find him back then, Miss Miles. She went out to the road and showed him where to turn at, up there to the corner and go straight there. So I guess he did.
Oh, she helped him out.
We had to do what we could for him.
He kept saying.
It was so hard to understand. You know, he had his mind made up he was back here. Well, he wasn't back here.
And when he got out to the car, he said, "Now I've turned this way." And we said, "You turn any way you want to, but Dobie is this way." And you told him two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he must have thought it was curious that people's neighbors didn't know their first name.
Well, I guess he did, but I didn't know it. I never heard nothing but Dobie. That's all I ever heard till he come with Hubbard. So.
And he might have figured if his neighbors didn't know his first name, they wouldn't know where he lived.
That's right. So I went down to Darcy's that evening after he was born. I said, "Darcy, come a man to the house a while ago looking for Hubbard Dobie." She said, "That's Francis Hubbard." I said, "Did you know he was named that?" She said, "No, I didn't know nothing but Dobie until I got a sympathy card from him. Just Hubbard, Dobie, and family." I said, "You just didn't know him?" She said, "I know Dobie, but I ain't know nothing about Hubbard."
And you wouldn't have known if he hadn't said that he cooked in Gainesville.
That's right. I never would have known. And I know he do cook up there sometimes. He's been there for years.
Same place.
I think so.
Think so.
Same place.
Well, you know, I used to see Dobie, and I'd see Francis every now and then when they first come out here.
Mm-hmm.
But Lord help us, I haven't seen them in 7 years. Well, maybe then in the yard or something. Dobie come up here and help me a day or two back when I was making salads.
Oh.
He was.
He seemed to be friendly and helpful. He's over there to James, off and on. He's run by there, stop, and they talk. But that's mostly during his vacation.
Yeah.
When he's working. You don't think he have time to get nowhere but the kitchen in his house.
The kitchen.
Yeah. I see him with his gun in his hand walking up and down that road now and then, you know.
Looking for a rabbit, and I bet he don't see me.
Yeah, he won't see many. Because they're just not there. You know, poor rabbits haven't got any place to hide anymore, Miss Stacy.
Well, where is they? You don't see no.
Well, they done gone. They got no place to hide. See, in your time, they had the fence rows. They growed up.
Mm-hmm.
They had a few briar patches and all.
Yeah. They don't clean them all out of trying to clean them.
So, about the only place a rabbit can grow is in the backyard and a pen.
Well, I don't have a pen in my backyard. I was in the store in Gainesville here before. I see they had a nice rabbit on a tree in the showcase.
Oh?
You asked about when in the world have I seen a rabbit before? If I had somebody to help me eat him, I'd have bought
him. Yes, sir. And you never would have figured that would happen?
Nope.
Did you
live? No rabbit. I never figured I'd look at a rabbit in the showcase.
Yeah. And that you live in a world where there wasn't any, plenty of food.
That's right. And since I've been here in this state, it used to be plenty of rabbits here.
Yeah.
the Richardsons would go out at night and kill them off of the cabbage. Sometimes they'd have 5 and 6 and 7. They'd kill them, they'd bring them up there to the silo and put them up on shit. When the hands come to work, well, they divide them till all of that bunch was gone. And it might not go around. But then what didn't get down this time, he'd get his the next time first. He had plenty of records.
Yeah.
But it's not so now.
Well, now let me see. Mary Cole's mother. Now, she's bound to talk about Georgia a little bit.
Who that? Mary Cole's mother.
Uh-huh.
Well, she do. That's all she know. Talk about Georgia. That's where she live, and she just visits here a few days at the time. Then she's kind of old then. Her health is not good, so she don't get around much.
She don't see too much about Georgia to talk about?
No. She talk about how they farm there and what they plant and what they do.
Oh, she's still out there where she can see what they plant?
Yeah. She's still on the farm.
Oh.
Out there.
Well, ain't that nice?
Yeah. She got 2 or 3 girls there. I don't know what they do, but they work on the farm.
Yeah.
Out there. She said they got to where they don't plant. Oh, she said they didn't plant much cotton there where she lived. This year.
Well, now that's nice. She live out on the farm, and her girls didn't work out there a little.
Whether she live in town or out on the farm, I think some of them live in old Tim Time quarters.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But some of them. They farm. Now she got one daughter, Doris said, and she just lives at home. She have her little garden, her little patch, and she have a man to help her with it. She raised chickens and hogs, garden, and she used to run a little cafe, but I don't think she fools with that now. She just went around her house. I don't think she goes out to work. She have all she can take care of right there at home. But I think the rest of them is about like Mary. They ain't got nothing and they ain't going to have nothing.
You know, them old Turpentine quarters, some of them were good houses if they was fixed up.
Mm-hmm.
And you put some screens in them and some electricity. Well, now you may know more about them than I do, Miss Daisy.
No. I don't know nothing about Turpentine.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, you didn't have any Turpentine trees around
they
here.
They had Turpentine trees and all I know about them. I go along the road and see where they chipped them.
Oh.
And see